AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump says in a social media post there are no reports of Iran planting explosives in the Strait of Hormuz, through which 20% of the world's oil is shipped. The U.S. says it took out more than a dozen mine-laying Iranian vessels Tuesday to help prevent any attempt to close the waterway. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports tensions are high at sea near Iran.
Control of the Strait of Hormuz is also at stake in the Iran war. Iran has effectively stopped tankers from using the Strait of Hormuz, which carries 20% of the world's oil. On social media, President Trump said the U.S. had completely destroyed 10 inactive Iranian mine-laying vessels, and there would be more to follow. A video clip was posted by Energy Secretary Chris Wright, claiming the Navy helped an oil tanker through the Strait of Hormuz. This is White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt.
I haven't had a chance to talk to the Energy Secretary about it directly. However, I know the post was taken down pretty quickly, and I can confirm that the U.S. Navy has not escorted a tanker or a vessel at this time.
The prospect of military escorts could help reduce oil and gas price pressures created by the war. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Iran fired missiles and drones at targets across the Gulf, including oil infrastructure in Saudi Arabia and a ship off the coast of the Emirates. Saudi Arabia and other states say they intercepted multiple drone attacks. Officials say several tornadoes have torn through parts of Illinois and Indiana, downing trees and power lines in an area south of Chicago, and overwhelming the 911 call center with emergency calls. The Kankakee County Sheriff's Office says a tornado struck down near the Kankakee Fairgrounds before traveling northeast, where it caused extensive damage. This is AP News. The biggest trade of the NFL offseason involving a five-time Pro Bowler has been rescinded.
The blockbuster trade sending star pass rusher Max Crosby to the Baltimore Ravens is off. The Las Vegas Raiders said Tuesday night that Baltimore backed out of the trade that was supposed to send Crosby to the Ravens for two first-round draft picks. The deal was agreed to last Friday, but couldn't be finalized until Wednesday. A person with knowledge of Baltimore's decision told the Associated Press that Crosby failed his physical. The fallout from that reversal could have a ripple effect throughout the NFL on the eve of the new league year. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Italy has stunned the United States at the World Baseball Classic, beating the Americans 8-6 Tuesday night. The loss means the U.S. needs Italy to beat Mexico this evening for Team USA to be guaranteed a spot in the quarterfinals. If Mexico beats Italy, the winners will be determined by a tiebreaker. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.